The 6,000 Muslim men and boys who died in the Srebrenica massacre will be remembered today in a memorial ceremony 22 years on. Stefan Boss reports.
Some 70 new coffins will join 6,504 white gravestones of Srebrenica men and boys already buried at the Srebrenica Potocari Memorial. For the relatives of those victims, that moment will represent some kind of closure. Ahead of Tuesday's ceremony, thousands of people marched across Bosnia-Herzegovina to the memorial site to remember those who died 22 years ago. They include marcher Medina Kusic.
Oh, just too emotional. Just the right thing to do.
Not among those buried here is local radio journalist Nihat Sadic, who was one of the roughly 8,000 Muslim men and boys who were killed. On the afternoon of July 10th, 1995, as Bosnian Serb forces closed in on his hometown of Srebrenica, he turned on his microphone and recorded what would be his last cry for help. Srebrenica is turning into a fast slaughterhouse, he shouted, his voice urgent and desperate. The dead and wounded are continuously being brought to the hospital. Will anyone in the world come and witness the tragedy that is befalling Srebrenica and its people? The recording is all his mother has, but she has pledged to continue to search for his remains for the rest of her life, if that's what it takes. Prosecutors at The Hague War Crimes Tribunal have called for a life sentence to be imposed on the Bosnian Serb military commander Ratko Mladic for genocide and crimes against humanity committed by his forces in the 1992-1995 Bosnian War. But Natasha Kandic, a Serbian peace activist, has her doubts, as many Serbs still regard Mladic as a hero.
Mladic will be sentenced for genocide, but it will not change the picture of ordinary people about what's happened in Srebrenica. For them, Ratko Mladic is a hero. They will celebrate Ratko Mladic. They will not mention, they will not talk about the victims. They will talk about Ratko Mladic.
The 22nd anniversary of the massacre has also reopened wounds in the Netherlands. Last month, a Dutch appeals court largely upheld a 2014 ruling, finding the Netherlands responsible for the death of at least 350 Bosnian Muslim men in the Srebrenica massacre. It said that the Dutch state acted unlawfully in July 1995 as peacekeepers handed the men over, knowing the dangers they faced. Some 5,000 people had sought shelter from Bosnian Serb soldiers in a United Nations base, which was being defended by the lightly armed Dutch peacekeepers, known as Dutchbat. Thousands more had sought protection outside the base, but after the base was overrun, the Muslim men and boys were told by the peacekeepers they would be safe and handed over to the Bosnian Serb army. They never returned. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.